When you are in a new venture with unfamiliar people, all you really have is the people you trust and the values and beliefs that you carry as your foundation. Those values help you distinguish and not retreat from them in the midst of pressures and emotionally charged issues. During my television trials, my beloved brother, twin and self-appointed critic Wesley, read a newspaper story saying that if talk show host Les Brown was only willing to do what Phil and Geraldo and Sally and Ricky and Jenny and Montel and Jerry were doing with their shows, he could be making millions upon millions. Wesley, bless him, telephoned me to tell me about the newspaper story and to inquire whether or not I'd lost my sanity. Knowing that my brother is a devout Christian who drives 80 miles each way to church twice a week, I said, Wesley, what if a man gains the whole world but loses his soul? Wesley pondered that a moment and came up with this devout response. For $25 million, you can buy a new soul. Better still, you can make $25 million, give 10% to the church, and ask God for forgiveness. If he forgave the thief on the cross, he'll forgive you for being a sleazy talk show host. In the fall of 1993, the Les Brown Show was the nation's number one new talk show. But it wasn't enough. The showdown approached in the form of the November ratings sweepstakes. This is the period in which ratings are recorded and decisions are made whether or not to continue a show or to move it from its time slot in each market. It is the only time you get an official rating for every market the show is aired in. This was crunch time. As we near the November sweeps, we discover that the Kings and their people